The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
To open to something, anything, we actually have to be connected to goodness. In other words, we don't open from desolation, brittleness. But we're not too picky about where we find our goodness, how strongly we feel it. Maybe it's the tiniest smile that can't even be discerned from the outside, that just the tiniest. You feel the energy of your face uplifted. Maybe it's some kindness you saw this week, or some kindness you did this week. Just because nobody almost ever writes about it doesn't mean that we're not enveloped in goodness. Just because it feels like a distant galaxy in some moments doesn't mean we're not enveloped in goodness. Just because we've acclimatized to goodness, cease to notice it, does not mean we're not enveloped. So we begin there. We just marinate in that. We feel that coursing through our veins. And it's from that richness that we begin to forgive samsara, to come to terms with the endlessness of imperfection. In one sense, almost everything begins with unpleasant Vedana. With the feeling that the moment needs adjustment, that runs so deep in us. It's not a trivial thing to follow the apparently very simple instruction from the lineage. It says, when know the unpleasant as unpleasant. End of sentence. The little whirlpools of tension, ways we brace. Just breathe into that. It's a bit like we allow the goodness to hold the unpleasant. All the coping and control just becomes unnecessary. We just offer our heart up to the moment. Into what does it feel like the unpleasantness collide? In suffering, there's always a measure of self-referentiality. But an unpleasantness need not be. Being open to all phenomena, having no idea what the Dharma is supposed to feel like right now. The self is a kind of dream inside a dream. From how many dreams must we awake?
Thank you.